Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichron Livracha. Fuck to Sif Gimel. Mayim Shalifnei Hamap Hanapach. Water in front of the smith. Afal Pi Shilo Nishtana Mareim Sulim. Even though the water has not changed color, it's possible. Why? Because we assume that the smith used the water to cool off the metal that he's using. That's what he uses the water for. There's no other use. We assume he used it for that purpose. But in front of the barber, in front of the barber, if the water's changed color, then we know that he put the scissors in the water. But if not, then it's kosher. Because it's not a definite that he's used that water to clean the scissors. It's not the same mitzias as by the smith. Sif Dalet. Mayim sheshashu mehem hatarnagolim, o shalokak mehem akelev, yesh mish seposo. If water was drunk by an animal, by a rooster, by a dog, some say it's possible for Natil Sedaim. But if aimed barav nirim, the Shulchan Aruch says no, we don't accept that view. Ela bein be'elu, bein be'kol shar behema b'chai v'of, yesh l'hachshir. Whether with these animals or other animals, the water is kosher. Because just because an animal drank from it doesn't make the water possible for Natil Sedaim. Oh. Now, what's the reason for the psul? So when it comes to the mechatas, so if mechatas, that's the water that's used to sprinkle on someone who's tamei meis, the Gemara says, if an animal drinks from it, it becomes pusil to be used. Why? So some say that's called doing a malacha with the water, because the animal drinks from it, and some of the drops of water drip back into the water. So that's a malacha, that he used it for, it was used for drinking. So just like it's pusil over there, it's pusil over here too. That's a malacha was done with the water. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, we assume it's okay. Why? First of all, by the mechatas, we're machmer even a slight malacha, we're machmer over there. And here, it might not be the same definition. And furthermore, over there, the Rishonim give other reasons why the water of the mechatas is pusil. And those won't apply here at all. And therefore, most say that it's kosher. Oh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, we pass from that if an animal drank from the water, it's kosher, unless, it's kosher until it's adayim, unless it was drunk by a dog or a chazer. Because that's mius, and no one would ever drink from that. And it's nasu kishofim, you're going to spill it out for sure. And you shouldn't use water that was drunk by a dog or by a chazer. What are those left out overnight? Mayim sheniskalu. So the Gemara says you can't drink from that water in the morning. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe a snake got into the water, left some poison, and then went away. So if you drink that water, it's dangerous. So the Gemara says it's us to drink that water in the morning. Nowadays, we don't have these snakes floating around. So therefore, the halacha is that we're not choshesh, that a snake got to it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, water that was left out you can use for Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, and even those that are machmer, not to drink from that water, but for netila, we're not machmer at all, and you can use that water for netila sedaim. Now it's interesting, the Gra holds that even though there are no snakes around nowadays, but if the Gemara gives an isser, there might be other reasons for the isser. And different nowadays, the water is still really usser. So you get the impression from the Mishnah Berurah that he doesn't accept that chumrah of the Gra. That fundamentally, he goes like the Rishonim, who say that since there are no snakes around, so therefore therefore that water would be fundamentally mutter to drink and certainly mutter to use for Netilas Yadayim. Well, Chamei Ha'ur, water that was heated up by fire. It's very hot. Notes the memory, Yadayim. You can use them for Netilas Yadayim. Afilu Hein Chamin, they're very hot, Shiatso Letizbo. It's very hot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some people are machmir about this because if the water is so hot, you might not wash your hands properly because you're afraid of getting your hands burnt or something. So the Mishnah Berurah says, fundamentally, we accept what the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's mutter. However, there's a simple idea. Uva poshrim, ein isser klal l'chulei alma. If it's warm, then for sure it's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you only have very hot water for Netilas Yadayim, let it cool off a little bit. And once it's warm, it's for sure mutter to use for Netilas Yadayim. If it's very hot, fundamentally, we're mekil, that you can use that also. But certainly a better idea is going to cool off a little bit, and once it's warm, for sure it's mutter, l'kuliyam. Okay, we'll stop here.